My dad's name was Antonio Enrique Oropeza, Tony as everyone knew him. He was 38 years old, but his soul was still 17 years young. Every chance he'd had, he'd remind me. These hands, as he stared at his palms, these hands were made to protect you. They were made to hold you and love you. And as he would slowly lift his head, he'd grin at me and whisper, "I love you." On Saturday morning, October 29th, 2011, my life changed forever. I woke up at 10 a.m. by my mom screaming for me and my brother. We both rushed into her barely lit room, and she looked as though she was scared for her life. She said, "Your dad didn't wake up this morning." I didn't have an immediate response. I had no words to say and no feelings to show. That night, as I stared at the glow-in-the-dark stars on my ceiling, I remember thinking that the world had never seemed so quiet and still as it did then. My mind was completely blank, except for one line I kept repeating to myself. This will either make me or break me. I could either let this tragedy consume me, or I could push forward with the confidence and knowledge that things will get better. A couple days later, I was with my 3-year-old cousin Luciano. As he sat down next to me, he hugged me and gave me a familiar grin.
"You're so awesome. You are our best cousin forever."
Something happened at that moment. Although I was doleful, I couldn't help but smile. I smiled because I looked in his eyes and knew how much I meant to him. He reminded me that my life isn't over. It was then that I came to the realization that I have 6 reasons for existence: my 5 younger cousins and my brother. I may not be their favorite person in the world, their hero, or even their best friend, but there's something in hearing, "Look, Nana, I'm just like you," that reminds me I am a role model. I am seen not only as a person of authority, but also influence. This has been the hardest experience of my life. It's so easy to feel as though giving up is your only option when tragedy hits you hard. But I know I have to be strong and get through this. Not over it or let it take me under, but through it. I want to set the same resilience in my cousins and brother.
I love it. You guys did such a good job. High five.
I know my dad may not be here physically, but I feel his presence, especially when I'm around my cousins and brother. They are far more than just family. They are my reason for being. I now understand why my dad would look at his hands as he tried to sum up all the love he had for my brother and I. He looked at his hands because, in a way, it was all he had to give. Himself. And in a way, it's all we would ever need. Hands pick you up when you've fallen. They cradle you for protection, hug you in comfort, and they reach out to you whenever you're in need. Now I see my hands for all that and more. My hands are not just to be held, but they'll be held for guidance, as if I am a cane and they are the blind. When they hold their hands against mine in comparison to size, I'll share with them that someone else's hands will always be bigger or smaller than theirs. It's to remind us that we may be more developed than another person, but there's always room to grow. I will explain that the lifelines on your hands aren't really a measure of how long you live, but rather a reminder that life is short and you should live it to the fullest every day. My hands are for my little cousins and my brother.
When you go, "Look, Nana," when you do it like that.
"Look, Nana, I'm just like you."
For the Lighthouse Writers Workshop Youth Radio Project, I'm Fabiana Oropeza.